Food plays a big role in the productivity of commentator Daniel Pinkwater. His current obsession is part of his Spartan diet.
People have been telling me that my writing is better lately. Also, my personality. There's a smile on my face and a spring in my step. I am kinder. I am gentler. What accounts for this cheerful change? In one word, spanakopita. Hyde Park, New York, is a sweet little town, but culturally, well, suffice it to say that it was an occasion of big excitement when it got its own Dunkin' Donuts, not even a Krispy Kreme. But now, all is changed. The other week, a little hole in the mall on Albany Post Road, formerly a way less than interesting deli with saran-wrapped stale danishes and dangerous potato salad, was replaced by Pete's Famous Greek Delights. Okay, the Acropolis, that was good, and philosophy, and plays by Sophocles, all that stuff. But the single greatest thing Greece has given world culture, as far as I'm concerned, is spinach pie and a good cup of coffee. For me, this is the perfect breakfast. Also, lunch. Makes a decent snack, too. Now, instead of a pathetic bageloid before taking the dogs to the park, I can commune with civilization on the highest level. Pete has salads, too, and stuffed grape leaves, and moussaka, and souvlaki. I don't use baklava anymore, but I like to know it's around. Oh, and tiramisu. Yum! I mean, hopa!
Daniel Pinkwater lives in New York's Upper Hudson River Valley.